Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan Alugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Thursday, August 22nd. One sleep away from the Jaguars taking on the Falcons. We will see starters in that game, at least on the Jaguars side. Looks like the Falcons will be resting a lot of their guys. We're going to talk about that game later today, but right now we are getting into the second part of my 53-man roster prediction here. We're going to talk about the defense and special teams, if I remember. We can start off with special teams, just so we don't forget. Three specialists, it's obvious who they're going to be, so no big surprises there. But defense is tough. We did the offense yesterday. I feel a little bit better about the offensive side of the ball in terms of predicting how that's going to play out than I do the defense. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of different situations that could arise here, and I don't feel great about it. I really don't. I like the defense. I just don't feel great about predicting the back of the roster guys, the last three or four players that are going to make it on that side of the ball, because there are a lot of good options. So we're going to talk about it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Shout out to all the channel members. Really appreciate y'all. So diving into the defensive side of the ball and special teams. Special teams is obvious. As I mentioned, Logan Cook is your punter. Has been for a long time. One of the best punters in the league, bar none. If you look at net average, I think he has the best net average of any punter ever. Not saying he's the best punter ever, but damn good punter, Logan Cook. Cam Little, your starting kicker, a rookie, won the job early in camp from Riley Patterson. Very talented, big leg. Made a 63-yarder in teams the other day. Almost made a 62-yarder in preseason week one. He's your starting kicker. Very confident, very young, very talented. We'll see how it plays out for him. And Ross Matisic, long snapper. So those are your three specialists. Ross Matisic is also a very good long snapper. One of the best guys at his position in the league. So you've got some damn good specialists. Now, defensively, again, not super confident here, but we've got 26 players on defense. I predicted 24 players on the offensive side of the ball, 26 players on defense. We'll start up front, work our way to the back. I've got the Jags keeping four edge players. Josh Hines-Allen, Trayvon Walker, Travis Gibson. I think those are locks. Absolutely do. Beyond that, I'm very much up in the air. I think Miles Cole has impressed throughout the preseason. I think that DJ Coleman is a player they really like a lot around here. You've got Breland Speaks playing well. You've got a couple other guys that have done decent things. So I'm going with Miles Cole. I'm going with the player they drafted, right? I think that when you're constructing your roster, you have to say, if I cut this player or waive this player, am I going to be able to get them back on the practice squad? I think that if I'm the Jaguars, I'm looking at DJ Coleman as probably someone who is more likely to be able to get back on my practice squad. And that's kind of how I'm looking at it. So four edge defenders, that's what the Jaguars did last year. Could they keep more than four? Yes, they absolutely could. But because they have so many interior defensive linemen that could also play end and base, I'm sticking with four. Because looking at this interior defensive line, I've got them keeping six players here. So 10 total defensive linemen. Eric Armstead could play edge for you, could play defensive end. Roy Robertson-Harris could do the same thing. Mason Smith could do the same thing. Tyler Lacy could do the same thing. So the six players here are Devon Hamilton, Eric Armstead, Roy Robertson-Harris, Mason Smith, Jordan Jefferson, Tyler Lacy. So Hamilton and Smith are your real big, you know, guys that can eat up gaps and really play stout football. Mason Smith kind of fits in that category as well. Armstead, Roy Robertson-Harris, and Tyler Lacy can kind of do a lot for you up front, be versatile. And Mason Smith, you know, as I mentioned, I think he can be stout at the point of attack and really take on blocks, but he can also use his length and athleticism to potentially be a disruptor. I think you've seen some very impressive growth from him throughout training camp. So that's my defensive front. What makes this even more interesting, at off-ball linebacker, you've got kind of like a new position in this defense. Sam, the Jaguars didn't really have that before with their 3-4 front. Yasir Abdullah is kind of that hybrid edge slash off-ball linebacker. And that's another reason why I have the Jaguars keeping four edge players, four true edge players. Because not only do you have the big boys that can kick outside and play defensive end for you, but you have Yasir Abdullah, who's on the smaller side, who can also kind of play on the edge for you.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I think that he's going to play Sam. I think that he's going to play on the ball. I think he's going to rush. I think he's going to drop. I think they like his versatility. So I have them keeping Yasir Abdullah and five other linebackers. That is Devin Lloyd, Boye Luke, and your two starters. Chad Muma, who's technically your starting Sam, and your top backup at both of those real off-ball spots. Ventrell Miller, who I think is going to be a quality special teamer and a quality backup. And then Caleb Johnson, who really is there for his special teams value. But a guy, I think, if you had to rely on him, might surprise some folks in a good way. And then we get to the secondary, right? Going to go corner and safety here. Tyson Campbell, Ronald Darby, Jarian Jones. I have Deontre Prince, the Jaguars' late round pick in 2024, making it. I think he has had a good camp. I think he has the requisite traits the Jaguars are looking for. I still have Buster Brown making it as well. I think he has done enough to kind of solidify a back end of the roster job at cornerback. And then Christian Braswell. And Christian Braswell, I think, is going to be your top backup at nickel and someone who can also play outside if need be. And then I have the Jaguars keeping four safeties. This might be the most contentious one because there's just a lot of moving parts at safety. I think Dewey Wingard's going to end up on the injured reserve, which will not force him to miss the entire year. But I think he's going to be out some portion of time to start the season. Doug Peterson talked about it. He expects Dewey and Tashawn Gibson, who is suspended for the first six games of the year, to miss a similar amount of time. And so you're probably looking at least a month for Andrew Wingard to come back from the knee injury that he suffered. Obviously, Tashawn Gibson out for 6 weeks. So how do the Jaguars decide to handle the safety situation? Because, and again, another interesting piece to this is Darnell Savage is listed at safety on the Jaguars roster and depth chart, but he's really going to be the starting nickel. Obviously, that doesn't prevent him necessarily from playing safety if you need him to. Like, I think if there was an injury at safety and Darnell Savage had to go switch to full-time safety, I think you just get Christian Braswell or Jarian Jones in there at nickel and feel okay about it. And so I don't think that you're in this desperate situation if there's an injury at safety now. But you have Andre Sisco and Antonio Johnson as your two starters. Right now, because of Dewey Wingard's injury, I would say Daniel Thomas is the top backup. But he was in a boot, and I don't know what the situation is with him, if that's just kind of precautionary. Like I've said at the beginning of this show, there's different things happening that kind of worry me. But then you've also got the fact that Terrell Edmonds and Adrian Amos have both played pretty well throughout training camp in the preseason. Both of those guys have experience. Adrian Amos has been a good starter for a long time. Terrell Edmonds is a guy that has explosiveness, can really hit, come downhill. So I don't feel great about leaving those two off. I think one of them has a very good chance to be on the initial 53. And then once Andrew Wingard or Tashawn Gibson are ready to go, you know, reevaluate at that point. But that's how I have it playing out here. I've got four safeties, six corners, six linebackers, six defensive linemen, four edge players. If the Jaguars are going to keep a fifth safety, I would guess that that could negatively impact the corner room. In terms of, you know, cutting a guy out there, it could negatively impact linebacker. It could also negatively impact interior defensive line. And that's why I'm so unconfident about the very end of this roster on the defensive side of the ball. I just don't know how they're going to view it. I don't know how they're going to value things. And it's different this year because you have a different defensive coordinator who needs different things on his defense, needs depth at different spots than what you needed in the past. So it's going to be fascinating. Cut down day is Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday. So we're going to find out here in the next week what the Jaguars are doing. You might start to see some cuts over the weekend and on Monday. But yeah, that's kind of how I see the defense. Hopefully this was informative, hopefully entertaining enough. And I really appreciate y'all tuning in. Go ahead and say goodbye to this scraggly beard. Going to go get a trim up. Now that training camp is over, I can finally kind of take a breath, not be at practice almost every single day. Going to go get trimmed up this afternoon and be looking nice and spiffy for you next time you see me. Really appreciate y'all being here again. Appreciate the support. Y'all tuning in to all these training camp videos and all my insight and analysis. It means the world to me. If you enjoy it, please like and subscribe. You can also hit that notification bell. You can check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.